Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Joining us now, as she does every Wednesday at this time, Professor Eileen Marty, who has worked with the World Health Organization and has responded to disease outbreaks around the world. Dr. Marty, good morning to you. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm fine. Have a newborn here.
Oh, no. Good for you. It's visiting time with the grandkids. Is that it?
That's what it is.
Well, listen, make us feel better about what Dr. Fauci said yesterday, because this is scary, his warning about the Delta variant being the greatest threat to efforts to get rid of this pandemic. What's your take on all this?
Yes, so it is 60% more transmissible than the Alpha variant, and the Alpha is the one that was originally described from the UK, which was already 50% more contagious than the original variant that went around. And unfortunately, the Delta variant is not just more contagious, it also causes worse disease. That's the bad news. The good news is that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines still have outrageously fantastic efficacy against even the Delta variant. So the people who've been vaccinated can feel safe from hospitalization and severe disease and death. Unfortunately, the problem is for those individuals who have not been vaccinated. And there, the risk has now gone up significantly. And that even includes individuals who may have experienced the original variant. They may still, depending on how long ago, be susceptible to this new Delta variant.
Here in Chicago, we have reported at least 70 cases of the Delta variant, and throughout the state of Illinois, 84 cases have been detected. And the word from the Department of Health here is that the Delta cases are geographically spread out across the city, but are very, very strongly concentrated in unvaccinated residents. That has to be a message to everyone to be sure to get vaccinated. And the problem is really more in younger people now, isn't it?
That's correct. So we think that, for example, the goal that President Biden set to have upwards of 70% vaccinated by July 4th will be met by individuals 27 years of age and over. But that group that is younger than that, that's eligible for vaccine, is just under vaccinated, especially the young adults. They haven't chewed in to how serious this thing can be for them in the long term. And I think one of the ways that they need to understand this is not just about the acute disease, because that's only part of the picture. It's the scariest part of the picture, because it happens right away. But in reality, we're looking at, for example, 50% of the people who were hospitalized with COVID continue to have COVID symptoms. Many of these COVID symptoms are quite severe, involving, you know, the brain, involving the heart, involving many systems in the body, and that's really not good. People who were mildly symptomatic, upwards of 27% continue to have symptoms, and people who had no symptoms at all have developed one or more serious complications at a rate of 19%, and that's really quite an alarming number. And I think another thing that these unvaccinated individuals need to be aware of is what COVID has done in terms of in relationship to other diseases. So if you look at the number of deaths per 100,000 in our population over the year, right, and compare it to to years where we didn't have COVID and we look at something like influenza, well, this is, you know, influenza is a tenth as serious as COVID in terms of morbidity and disease and death. And if you look at people right now, and even in years before, the average number of people dying from heart disease is less than the number of people that have died per 100,000 of COVID. Same is true for cancer. So this thing is really, really much more deadly than people are aware of.
Yes, I'm glad you pointed that out. There are reports out of the UK this morning about flu possibly being a bigger problem this winter because immunity is so low. Is that true here in the United States?
Well, that's speculation, and it may or may not be true because, if you got the flu a few years ago, to that strain, you still should have some degree of immunity. We do retain immunity for influenza. The reason we have to get flu shots every year is because flu virus changes so rapidly. Unlike the SARS-2 virus of COVID, the flu virus doesn't have proofreading capability when it reproduces, so it makes a lot more mistakes, and those mistakes lead to changes on its surface in such a way that our body's immune system doesn't recognize it as the same thing we had before. And so that's why, and the types of vaccines that have been made routinely over the years for flu can't reach out and predict how it's going to change, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why you need a new flu vaccine. So the fact that you weren't exposed last year doesn't necessarily mean that it's a different scenario. What people have to be aware of, though, is everybody's tired of being, you know, homebound and that sort of thing, and so they're more likely to have those types of interactions that facilitate flu transmission. So it becomes really important that people do, in fact, get their flu vaccine this year to protect themselves from flu. Because that's also an important disease, albeit not really as serious as COVID.
And what is the latest on booster studies and booster plans? Do we know anything more?
Well, we know that boosters, very good boosters, have been developed by both Moderna and Pfizer, BioNTech, for the new to cover some of the worst mutations that we've seen in these variants, like the EEK mutation, that E484K. We also unfortunately know now that just because a vaccine is made with messenger RNA doesn't mean that you're going to get that wonderful efficacy. A new German company, a different one than BioNTech, recently completed a study with their new messenger RNA vaccine, and it turned out not to have very high efficacy about 40%. So that also shows how incredibly fortunate we were with the first two mRNA vaccines, the mm-hmm. Pfizer BioNTech and the Moderna.
Dr. Eileen Marty, I'll let you go back to playing with your grandchild. How old is he or she?
Well, I have a two-year-old, and I have one that is 2 days old.
Wow. Boy, girl?
The new one is a little girl. The older one's a little boy.
And do you put them on your lap and say, I'm going to talk to you now about the mRNA and the latest research we've done on variants. Have fun. Talk to you next week.
Actually, we do talk a lot about anatomy and,
sure. I'm sure they know all the bones that make up the pelvic girdle by now.
There you go.
We'll talk to you next week.